如果您想使用字幕显示功能，请确保已经将本音频与同名听力字幕文件都拷进同一个文件夹内。模块质量评估六。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Now, tell me your trouble, Mrs. Smith.
I can't sleep well recently, and last night I had a terrible headache. It's nearly midnight. You should go to bed, Jim.
But I have to study. We are going to have an English test tomorrow. I failed the last test.So I must pass this one. I'm really tired, Mary, but I don't want to miss the Hollywood movie that comes on at 11.
If I were you, I wouldn't do it. We'd better go to bed now, for we have to get up early tomorrow. And anyway...I've heard it's not as exciting as advertised. Excuse me, I'm looking for the textbook for my geography course. It's called Worldwide Climate. Do you have it?
Yes, we do. You can find it in section 24 on the top shelf.Good afternoon, I'm Robert Anderson. I have an appointment with Mrs. Brown. Is she in?
Yes, she is. She's been waiting for you in her office. Please come in.
Second节, 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至八题。
Did you hand in your term paper for the modern grammar course?
Yes, I did. What about you?
I wrote my paper, but I wanted to change a few things.I think I'll get it finished tomorrow.
If you have a computer, it will save you a lot of time.
I tried to use one, but I didn't know how to use it.
It's easy to make changes on a computer. You can move paragraphs around, put in a few words here and leave out some words there. All you have got to do is to press a key or two.
That sounds great, but I'm not good at such things.
Well, come to my room this evening. I'll show you how to do it.
Did you hand in your term paper for the modern grammar course?
Yes, I did. What about you?
I wrote my paper, but I wanted to change a few things. I think I'll get it finished tomorrow.
If you have a computer, it will save you a lot of time.
I tried to use one, but I didn't know how to use it.
It's easy to make changes on a computer. You can move paragraphs around, put in a few words here and leave out some words there. All you have got to do is to press a key or two.
That sounds great, but I'm not good at such things.
Well, come to my room this evening. I'll show you how to do it.
Please, I'd like a ticket to Chicago.
For today?
No, early Monday morning.
We have a flight that will take you there at 9 a.m. Is that okay?
Nothing earlier? I have an appointment at 8:30.
I'm afraid not, unless you want a night flight.
A night flight?
Yes, with Northwest Airlines. It will get you there at 6:45 a.m. Is that too early?
I guess that will be okay. What's the difference in price?
Better price. The night flight is cheaper. One way or round way?
One way sounds good.
The flight number is 202 at Gate 7, Kennedy Airport.
I'll take it.
Thank you. Check-in time is 1 hour before takeoff. Have a good trip.
Please, I'd like a ticket to Chicago.
For today?
No, early Monday morning.
We have a flight that will take you there at 9 a.m. Is that okay?
Nothing earlier. I have an appointment at 8:30.
I'm afraid not, unless you want a night flight.
A night flight?
Yes, with Northwest Airlines. It will get you there at 6:45 a.m. Is that too early?
I guess that will be okay. What's the difference in price?
Better price. The night flight is cheaper. One way or round way?
One way sounds good.
The flight number is 202 at Gate 7, Kennedy Airport.
I'll take it.
Thank you. Check-in time is 1 hour before takeoff. Have a good trip.
Hello, Mary. I'm from the school Daily News, and I'm doing a report on public opinion about the school bus service. So, what do you think of the school bus service?
The school bus? Actually, I don't use that often, except when my parents can't drive me to school.
But how could the bus service be improved?
Well, they could turn up on time. I mean, you look at the timetable, you think, oh, well, 5 minutes to wait, and it turns out to be half an hour.
Do any other people you know use the school bus service?
My desk mate, Billy. He uses it more often. Fortunately, a girl who is also in our class often gives him a lift to school. But when he does take the school bus, he's often angry at it. Once, he waited up to half an hour, and another time he got his cell phone stolen because the bus was too crowded. I'm sure Billy will be happier if they can really do something to improve the school bus service.
Hello, Mary. I'm from the school Daily News, and I'm doing a report on public opinion about the school bus service. So, what do you think of the school bus service?
The school bus? Actually, I don't use that often, except when my parents can't drive me to school.
But how could the bus service be improved?
Well, they could turn up on time. I mean, you look at the timetable, you think, oh, well, 5 minutes to wait, and it turns out to be half an hour.
Do any other people you know use the school bus service?
My desk mate, Billy. He uses it more often. Fortunately, a girl who is also in our class often gives him a lift to school. But when he does take the school bus, he's often angry at it. Once, he waited up to half an hour, and another time he got his cell phone stolen because the bus was too crowded. I'm sure Billy will be happier if they can really do something to improve the school bus service.
Hello, City Cab Service. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to book a car.
May I have your name, madam?
Yes, it's Pamela Bond.
Well, Mrs. Bond, when would you like your taxi?
Monday, June 8th. I'm leaving very early in the morning.
Where to, madam?
To the Southwest Community College.
What is your home address?
56 Bank Street, near Hilton Restaurant.
Do you want us to pick you up there?
Yes.
What time would you like us to meet you?
6:30.
6:30, June 8th. Okay. Could you leave your telephone or mobile phone number?
Yes. My telephone number is 453-7431.
Okay, I've got it. Thank you for calling us. Hope you'll enjoy our service. Hello, City Cab Service. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to book a car.
May I have your name, madam?
Yes, it's Pamela Bond.
Well, Mrs. Bond, when would you like your taxi?
Monday, June 8th. I'm leaving very early in the morning.
Where to, madam?
To the Southwest Community College.
What is your home address?
56 Bank Street, near Hilton Restaurant.
Do you want us to pick you up there?
Yes.
What time would you like us to meet you?
6:30.
6:30, June 8th. Okay. Could you leave your telephone or mobile phone number?
Yes. My telephone number is 453-7431.
Okay, I've got it. Thank you for calling us. Hope you'll enjoy our service.
John is a taxi driver. Usually, he doesn't have lunch until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or even later, for, as you know, there are more people wanting to take a taxi from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. than at any other time of the day. At about 2 o'clock one Saturday afternoon, after taking 2 students to the central park of the city, John stopped in front of a small bar and ordered a hamburger and a bowl of tomato soup. He had just finished his lunch when his cell phone rang. It was the operator from the central service. The girl asked John if a red handbag had been left in his taxi and told him there was some money and 2 tickets for an art exhibition in the bag. John opened the back door and saw a little red handbag on a newspaper on the back seat. He drove to the central service and found the 2 students waiting at the gate. They told him that they were students of an art school. When their teacher told them there was an exhibition in the city, they went there at once. John is a taxi driver. Usually, he doesn't have lunch until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or even later. For, as you know, There are more people wanting to take a taxi from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. than at any other time of the day. At about 2 o'clock one Saturday afternoon, after taking two students to the central park of the city, John stopped in front of a small bar and ordered a hamburger and a bowl of tomato soup. He had just finished his lunch when his cell phone rang. It was the operator from the central service. The girl asked John if a red handbag had been left in his taxi and told him there was some money and two tickets for an art exhibition in the bag. John opened the back door and saw a little red handbag on a newspaper on the back seat. He drove to the central service and found the two students waiting at the gate. They told him that they were students of an art school. When their teacher told them there was an exhibition in the city, they went there at once.